Hope 103.2 podcast.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Yesterday morning I said, happiness is holidays. Well, that's what it said on the notice board outside the primary school not far from where I live. Talked about the fact that many people think the holiday itself is going to be a wonderful time, but the surveys have shown that it's the preparation, planning for the holiday. That's the sense of the greatest level of satisfaction that people get, because they're worried about what might happen. They mightn't get on with their partner. So holidays don't necessarily automatically going to say, well, you're going to be happy. And I talked yesterday about Max Lucado, who said, the Bible says we're like foreigners and strangers in this world. That's from 1 Peter 2:11. He says, we're not supposed to be happy. We can have moments of happiness, moments of joy, but they don't compare with the happiness that lies ahead. And he talked there, of course, about heaven, being with God. What I think we've got to do is focus on God's grace, not our own goodness. The Bible says in Ephesians 2, it's by God's grace that you've been saved. You receive it through faith. It wasn't our plan or effort. You didn't earn it. So don't go around bragging that you must have done something amazing. You heard the story about the man who died, went to heaven, and St. Peter met him at the pearly gates, and Peter said, well, here's how it works. You need 100 points to make it to heaven. You tell me all the good things you've done, and I'll give you a certain number of points for each of those items, depending on how good it was. And when you reach 100 points, you can get in. Okay, the man said, I was married to the same woman for 50 years. Well, that's great, said St. Peter. That's worth 3 points. 3 points? He said, well, I attended church all my life. I supported the ministry of the church. I gave a tithe. Terrific. That's worth 1 point. He was rather amazed at this. Well, look, he said, hang on, I started a soup kitchen in my city. I worked in a shelter for the homeless veterans. Great, said St. Peter, that's 2 more points. 2 points? At this rate, he said, the only way I'll get into heaven is by the grace of God. And St. Peter said, now you've got it. Yes, that's worth 100 points. Come on in. Yes, the grace of God, that's what it's all about. When it comes to God, being good is not good enough. It's what Jesus Christ really has done for us. He's given us salvation and a way through to heaven, not by patting ourselves on the back or working hard for the church or donating a lot of money to the church. We've got to depend on the grace of God. It was David, the psalmist, in Psalm 16:11, who said, you direct me on the path that leads to a beautiful life. As I walk with you, he was talking to God, the pleasures are never-ending, and I know true joy and contentment. That's Psalm 16, verse 11. Now, Rick Warren is the pastor of the large Saddleback Church in California. He and his wife began that church in their home, actually, back in 1980. Now, that church runs anywhere from 16,000 to 20,000 people every weekend, the fastest-growing Baptist church in history. For example, in the past 7 years, about 10,000 to 12,000 people have been baptized. So they've done an amazing thing. Anyway, Rick Warren is the author of the book called The Purpose-Driven Life, and this has been a bestseller. It just hasn't appealed to church people. It sold millions of copies and helped many people. And one man wrote to Rick Warren, he said, I'm 45, I've never felt like a grown-up until I had read The Purpose-Driven Life. I've always had responsibilities, I didn't want them, I only wanted to play and enjoy life for the moment. I never thought about tomorrow, he said. I've always lived in the past. I remember the things I wish I could change. He said, I lived in fear. I was afraid of the future. I was never the father or the husband that I really should have been. I didn't even want to own the business that I owned. So it would have been really easy for Rick Warren to get caught up in Rick Warren, but he understood that man, and he visited him and tried to help him understand, look, it doesn't matter who you are or how successful or not successful you are, God can bring happiness, for God is the author of all the good things in our lives, whether it's a big church or not. And we can learn this by taking our eyes off ourselves, because happiness and joy comes from God, not from ourselves. Thank you, Lord. These are wonderful truths. Help us to put them into practice as we trust you for your grace. Amen.
Hope 103.2. Thanks for listening.